Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in this room and tell me what's new and good with you as we start off another week. It was a little rainy this morning when I first got up, but now it's clearing. Skies are shining bright. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it because we know it starts with a choice. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is another episode of Couch Convos. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as my favorite poet, Lizelle Graham, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. It ran in the family until it ran into me. We are creating new health legacies over here. March is National Nutrition Month, but before we dive into today's titillating topic, we must dispense with the formalities of the medical disclaimer, friends. So here we go. The statements you hear mentioned on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned on this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her clients is not of a prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information that Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any name supplement you hear mentioned in this podcast or any name modality you hear mentioned in this podcast to your health routine or regime, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Well, we're up to the letter S. Now that that's over, we're up to the letter S in our dietary theory, right? We're still deep diving the top 25 diets. And so today's dietary theory that we're analyzing is the superfood diet. So what do you know about the superfood diet? Nothing, a little bit, some things. Well, let me just give you a brief overview about the superfood diet. So friends, the superfood diet essentially refers to a style of eating that emphasizes consuming foods based on their nutritional value. The foods offering the most nutrients or beneficial compounds per serving are favored. Superfoods are often rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and fiber, all things that we need. And these particular foods, superfoods, help support the immune system and help us to reduce the oxidative stress in our bodies that can lead to early aging and eventually disease. Many people feel that foods have to be exotic in order to be considered a superfood, but others feel that a whole food really is a superfood. So what am I talking about when I say the superfood diet or a diet full of superfoods? I'm talking about things like that you can include and should incorporate, like berries, the akaberry, blueberries, blackberries, tart cherries, raspberries, goji berries, and lingonberries. Leafy greens like collards, kale, bok choy, mustard greens, and chard. Beans and legumes like lentils. I love me a good lentil soup. Black beans and peas. Whole grains such as oats, quinoa, brown rice, and forbidden rice. Go look up what forbidden rice is. I'm not gonna tell you, I don't wanna spoil the surprise. Mushrooms like shaga, reishi, and shiitake. Of course, seeds like chia, hemp, flax, and pumpkin. Little fun fact, guys, I love to take a little flax seed and put it on my yogurt from Chick-fil-A. We know that yogurt is holy. We know the whole menu is holy because I don't know how they make it so delicious, but it is. But I usually order the granola parfait. Again, instead of getting a dessert like a brownie, I will order a granola parfait, which comes with fruit and granola. I'll ask them to give me a little extra bag of the roasted almonds. And then when I get home, I'll mix that all together on the yogurt and then put a tablespoon of flax seeds, on top. Not the oil, just the flax seeds. Delicious. Other foods that you can include: probiotic rich foods like pickles, tempeh, kombucha, kefir, pasture raised eggs, pomegranates, avocados are a superfood, ginseng, spirulina, blue green algae, wheatgrass, maca, turmeric, green tea, cacao, juices and smoothies, like when I did my week of juice cleansing, organic foods that have no pesticides and are not contaminated by pesticides. Those are all the superfoods that you can experiment with in the superfood diet. Now, the foods to avoid, of course, are refined foods, so sugar and grains. Most animal foods are artificial colors, sweeteners, and preservatives, which you should be avoiding anyway, and those god-awful GMOs. The benefit of this dietary approach is that it relies mostly on whole foods. Sounds a lot like the whole food diet almost. It's high in antioxidants, which your body needs, and it may help support longevity, which should be your goal. Your goal is to eat to live, not live to eat. The downside, the cons, are that it may be a little bit more costly because, again, in our upside down society, eating healthier is more costly. Fruits and vegetables are more costly than a 1100 calorie burger. So you got to take that into account. The cons are that it's high in antioxidants. Excuse me, that's a pro. The cons are that it may require more prep time. That's what I meant. It may require more prep time. When I was juicing, I realized I spent a lot of time prepping all of my vegetables, all of my fruits, peeling them, getting them ready so that I can make my next set of juices. So you just want to, if you decide to embark upon this dietary theory, make sure you include into your time, your planning time, meal prep. And some superfoods may actually interfere with or interact with certain medications. So that's why I said, as always, consult your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor before you make any changes to your health routine or regime, especially again with superfoods, to make sure there isn't a risk of food drug interaction. So friends, that's the superfood diet in a nutshell. I don't have links to give you, but as you know, I am a fan of David Avocado Wolf, who is huge into the raw food, the diet that we covered on Friday, and into the superfoods. So I do have a book recommendation. David Wolf wrote a book called Dun 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 Superfoods. So you can check out his book Superfoods, and that should help you as you're on this journey of dietary theory. As always, I give you the 4 R's plus one. The 4 R's concerning any of the information I share here on my podcast, for those who've never heard them before, is you can receive the information I'm sharing with you. You can reason with it. You can chew on it, go back and forth in your mind. Why should I do the superfood diet versus the raw food, Krishanda? Why is that a pro for the superfood and a con? You can reject completely. Reject what I'm sharing. That is your choice. But I highly encourage you to research. And the plus one is, I always give you the receipt as you're doing your research. I will either give you a link to in the podcast to what we've talked about, or a book recommendation that supports that specific issue that we're addressing. Again, since we're talking about superfoods, I highly recommend that you check out David Avocado Wolf's book, Superfoods. And as always, I'm here to support you. So friends, if this podcast added value or resonated with you, I invite you to join me again. And I also invite you to do one of the following. Go to my website, www.krishandatorres.com. Go ahead and click that tab that says group and look at those focus or support groups and see which one you want to join. Tis the season. We are eating with the seasons because it's spring. Join my Eating with the Seasons focus group. Or you can check out our exciting events and sign up for your next masterclass at krishandatorres.iinhealthcoaching.co. Next month, masterclass for April is going to be on the complete guide of CBD. Yes, we're going to talk about CBD and the benefits of CBD. I'm a fan of CBD. I use it to help me manage my personal PTSD. So we're going to talk about CBD next month and it all being in your feet and why your feet matter. So hopefully you'll join us again. Until next time, friends, this is your guide on the side, not the sage on the stage. I don't tell you what to do with your diet or your life or your health. I'm your guide on the side. I come alongside you, and together we help you achieve the optimal health that you desire to do. Because again, we're creating a new legacy of health. Until next time, friends, cheers to your health and wealth.